to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think that Mitt Romney is going to have trouble, or he already has trouble, relating to the 99% of us. He's made, what, millions of dollars, and I don't think he has any notion of how the regular person lives. Newt has the similar problem that Mitt. Newt has been busy making lots of money and being involved in going to Tiffany's and buying expensive jewelry for Calista. So I think both of them have a kind of a bad problem in that respect.
We begin this hour with Ray, a talk radio caller in Arizona, who doesn't think that either Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich are electable, since neither one can really relate to regular, hardworking Americans. The primaries, where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Lots of hot conversation, beginning with the host, Barry Young. Here he talks to Mitt Romney about the charges some people are making. He's just not enough of a conservative.
Let's talk about Arizona here for a second. This is the next big thing, February 28th. You are in a state. I know you know this, but just so everybody understands the situation, you're in a state where John McCain can handily win to go back to the United States Senate. And I think you're going to win Arizona, hands down, come the 28th. But you're also in a state where you've got a large contingent of people, maybe 25, 27% of them, who think that John McCain's not conservative enough. You're not conservative enough. Rick Santorum's come along, and he's sort of galvanized these conservative people. What do you say to this? You're not, they say you're okay, but you're not conservative enough, Governor.
Well, I'll tell you, if they take a look at Rick Santorum, they're going to have to reconsider whether he's conservative or not. And I say that because he's been in Washington, two terms as a senator and before that as a congressman. During the time he was in Washington, government spending doubled. He voted five times to raise the debt ceiling without getting compensating savings. He was an advocate of earmarks for his own state, continues to believe that earmarks are the way to go. And by the way, he voted against a federal right to work law. So his conservatism is not as solid as people might think. I believe I have a very solid conservative record as the governor of my state. We balance the budget every year as an office, put in place over a $2 billion rainy day fund, cut taxes 19 times. We got our state police to enforce the immigration laws in our country so we could send people out of our state that weren't here legally. So I think people will find that I've got the kind of conservative record that comports with the feeling in this country, which is that we're spending too much and borrowing too much and earmarking too much.
Do you have confidence that you're going to be able to break through this LDS thing? There's a lot of people who are saying that because you're LDS, and I wish this never came up as a part of this election. John Kennedy faced the same thing as a Roman Catholic. But we keep seeing study after study from Gallup and Rasmussen says that like 20% of Americans who say if a member of the LDS Church believed even 100% and had 100% of their common belief, just because of that, they won't vote for him. Are we going to see the breakthrough this year, this election?
You know, I don't think that people will vote for Barack Obama because I'm LDS. If they're saying, gee, who would I rather have, someone who's LDS or someone who's not, I can see some people who will decide on that basis. I think it's a small minority. But I'll tell you, when it comes down to our nominee facing Barack Obama, I don't think there's a Republican or a conservative that's going to say they're going to vote for Barack Obama, in part because they recognize that this guy is taking the country in a very dangerous direction, as we've just discussed. The economy is struggling. I mean, he said he was going to cut the deficit in half by the end of his first term. Well, he's doubled it. And he hasn't gotten America back to work, and now he's flashing the military. I just don't think the conservatives are going to vote for that guy.
Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue on more of the challenges on the Republican side on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
January, February, March.
Fambruary?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fambruary, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. We're prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, Canada, and Canada. Hence, 229-12 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Who do you want to see win the next contest? Here are our hosts Bob Rose and Jay Anderson talking about a problem for Mitt Romney that's surfacing at, of all places, the Westminster Dog Show.
Have you heard the famous tale of the dog Seamus? Uh-huh. That's Mitt Romney's dog. This happened way back like 2007 when they would go on vacation or whatever. They had a crate for their Irish setter, Seamus, and they would put it on top of the family station wagon, and they even built kind of a little windshield for it so that, you know, the dog's not getting that wind, you know, blowing on him real hard at 70 miles an hour. But people made a big issue out of it. Yeah. So let's see what we have here. We now have four flaws with Mitt Romney, and they are he's rich. That's a flaw in today's society, right? Because you're a one percenter and you know, class warfare and, you know, the Obama administration and all that. So that's a flaw. So he's rich. That's awful. He's wooden. He can't really help that. That's who he is, you know? And he's a flip-flopper because he's changed his position on a couple of things through the years. And now we find out he hates dogs. Oh, my God. How can you? I can't vote for a guy that hates dogs. Could you? I love dogs. I love my puppies. Yeah, Bodie and Skye, my golden retrievers, the greatest dogs in the world. Mitt Romney, you know I'm kidding. He doesn't hate dogs, but they're trying to bring this up again. Outside the Westminster Dog Show at Madison Square Garden, apparently, they're going to have a group, Dogs Against Romney. Unleash the hounds! Dogs Against Romney, they'll protest to ensure pet lovers are aware that Mitt Romney is mean to dogs. Oh, I can't make this stuff up. Really. Okay.
Isn't it really dog singular he was mean to, not like as a categorical thing?
If you're mean to one dog, you're a dog abuser, and you'd probably abuse any dog that comes into your life. I don't know. Right?
Because I see people all the time, like, out where I live.
Uh-huh.
It's probably illegal, so I shouldn't be saying it. Maybe I don't see it. I've read about it. That have their dogs in the back of the pickup truck.
Yeah.
And oftentimes what the dogs will do is get up on top of, like, the toolboxes in the back of the pickup truck.
Oh, they love that.
And they hang out there, man.
Yeah.
That's how they love it.
That's where they ride. That's how they roll.
That's all Mitt did.
Yeah.
Except there wasn't a pickup truck. It was a Volvo, and there was a cage on top of it.
Yeah, but it was all secured. Wasn't going. Dog wasn't going anywhere. Yeah. Oh, they made a big deal about it. And they're still making a big deal about it. Yeah. They want to ensure pet lovers everywhere are aware that Mitt Romney is mean to dogs. Let's put this in perspective. We have Iran and Israel, a possible, I don't know, well, a possible war of some sort, which could end up being a nuclear war. You've got North Korea. They're a major problem. We don't know what threat China possesses, but they sure are building up their military. We've got cyber wars going on. We've got major issues. We have a debt of $16 trillion, a deficit every single year. They can't get the budget under control. Heck, they haven't even put a budget together and submitted anything and ratified anything for over 1,000 days. But people have time to put signs together that say dogs against Romney and go out and picket against him. Are you kidding me?
Here's reporter Martha McCallum with Byron York from the Washington Examiner about Rick Santorum's surge in the polls.
What do you make of this move by Santorum? Is it legit?
Well, this absolutely. This is the momentum that he built by these wins just a week ago today in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri. You know, it's interesting. Both Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum have been arguing for a long time that if they could just have a one-on-one shot against Mitt Romney, that they could do well. Well, that was kind of what Santorum got in Colorado, Missouri, and Minnesota, because Newt Gingrich pretty much didn't play. And in all of those, Rick Santorum won. So for a lot of Republicans, he kind of crossed that threshold of electability, which they always worried about Santorum.
You know, you look at this situation, you think Herman Cain, you think all of the other players who sort of rose and fell. Does Santorum, is the story going to be any different with him? Can he hold up to the scrutiny that he's likely to face now that he's winning in these polls?
Well, that's what the Romney people are saying about this. I mean, they are steady as she goes because they have seen the rise of Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, and Newt Gingrich all rose up and all fell down. And what's going to be interesting to see is there's a really critical race coming up February 28th in Arizona and Michigan, perhaps especially Michigan, where Santorum is going to concentrate. And the question is going to be, will Mitt Romney go negative against Santorum in Michigan the way he did quite effectively against Newt Gingrich in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, right now Santorum's ahead in the Michigan poll numbers that we're seeing. We've still got a couple of weeks, and we've seen how much can change in a couple of weeks in the past, but that's his home state. He was a child in Michigan. His father was the governor there, and I'm talking about Mitt Romney, of course. How tough would it be to lose Michigan? What would that mean in this race?
Well, it would be huge because Romney has not yet shown he can win in the Midwest. I mean, he's won in New Hampshire. He's won in Florida. He's won in Nevada, but not in the big Midwest. The question is, does that native state advantage hold for Romney? He was born and raised there. But, you know, his father was governor of Michigan from 1963 to 1969, which is quite a while ago. And I have to tell you, in my own reporting, I recently met a lot of people from Michigan who remember Romney. Romney's father as governor. I met him in Florida. They had retired and left the state. So we'll see how strong that advantage is.
More talk about the caucuses. Who's going to run against Barack Obama up next year on The Countdown?
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. And the answer is, Alley C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alley C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
One of our favorite hosts, Dave Ross, here with a conversation about Rick Santorum's recent comments. Santorum focusing on marriage and its relationship to the economy.
Rick Santorum talked about marriage and how it's the antidote to poverty. And he's got a point. I mean, you look at the statistics, and marriage is indeed on the skids in America.
And we've seen the percentage of people married in this country over the last 30 years has dropped from 71% of people over the age of 18 being married 30 years ago, now down to just 51%, and that number dropped 5 percentage points in the last 3 years.
And he points out it's not just a moral issue.
It's also important for our economy. Two-parent families in America are much less likely to be in poverty.
And you've heard this many times. Two-parent families are much less likely to be in poverty. So that it means, by encouraging marriage, we can bring the economy back. And as I was Googling this topic, just in time for Valentine's Day, Brookings came out with this report that tracked marriage rates and incomes over the past 40 years. And their report found that for men earning in the top 10%, okay, top 10% of earners, there is no marriage crisis. 83% of them are married in the top 10%. It's for the men earning at the bottom 25 that the marriage rate has dropped down to 50%. And this was happening, by the way, before gay marriage. In fact, if you look at the statistics, it seems to track with the disappearance of well-paid working-class jobs by those loyal American corporations that have been sending them overseas. Women still want to get married, but with one caveat. That song. Social scientists call this the Beyoncé ultimatum. They want a ring on it, they want a picket fence around it, and they want a roof over it, and a man can't do that unless he has a job. So the conclusion of the study is it's not the two-parent household that will bring the economy back, it's the economy that will bring the two-parent household back. So if you, this is the thing that really annoys me about the whole family values discussion. The people who say they want to bring family values back to America, but they just want to deregulate and twiddle their thumbs while we're waiting for the jobs to come back, are clearly not serious about it.
Aaron Burnett talks now to political analyst David Frum. Frum says the better Rick Santorum does in the polls, the less electable both he and Mitt Romney look.
What does it say for Mitt Romney, especially in light of the fact that now in a general election, when you poll independents, he would get 42% of the independents, Mitt Romney versus President Obama getting 51. That's a pretty damning statistic.
It's agonizing and depressing. In December,
all depends where you're sitting, buddy, right?
Well, maybe. But in December, when Newt Gingrich had the first of his two surges, Mitt Romney responded to the Gingrich surge by surrendering to the Ryan plan. He'd been spending months and months trying not to endorse the Ryan plan. In December, he endorsed it. He put that around his neck. Now, there's now another not Mitt surge, and this time, Mitt Romney has been pressed back into this contraception fight, something I'm sure he wanted to have no part of. And yet, he has now been pushed toward not quite the full Santorum, but a semi-Santorum on the contraception issue.
Something sounds very wrong about the full Santorum, sorry.
The longer that these kinds of, the more pressure that is placed on him, this is an internal problem inside the Republican Party, that it puts more and more pressure on Romney to do things that make him, as you said in your introduction, less and less electable with the broad middle of American politics.
What do you think of what this means, Sagan?
Well, if you look back over the last 3 or 4 months, you made Obama's reelection campaign, the DNC, made a concerted effort to try to bring down Mitt Romney.
Yep.
And if you look at the swing from independent voters over the course of the last 3 months, the independent numbers that you just showed, a swing of 19 points in 3 months among independent voters. I mean, it's devastating. What the Obama reelection campaign did not foresee, though, was that Republicans would help them in taking down Mitt Romney, and that's precisely what they've
because
done.
Because he's had to go right every because time he's had to win over these more conservative
time,
groups.
He's moving further and further to the right, and as David just mentioned, he's really stepped into a trap now. And the longer this primary season goes on, the more wounded he'll be in the general election. It's really quite remarkable.
Let's have some of your calls up now on the candidates and what you think of President Obama's new budget. We'll put them all together at 800-510-8255. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
When buying a new home or remodeling an existing one, many people get caught up in the selection of hardwood flooring or cabinet colors and can sometimes forget about adding real value to a home, specifically with the right combination of energy-saving solutions and an optimal heating and cooling system. What's behind the walls and in the attic, basement, or utility closet can really impact a home's value and performance and lead to greater energy savings and long-term buyer satisfaction. The average homeowner spends approximately $1,900 a year on energy bills. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, heating and cooling account for about 56% of a typical home's energy usage, making it the largest energy expense for most homes. A natural first step to achieving an energy-efficient home is to install a high-efficiency heating and cooling system. Many of today's top builders and contractors are turning to the experts at Carrier and their full line of energy-efficient solutions to help reduce energy use in homes without pricing buyers out of the market. For more information, visit www.residential.carrier.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
From border to border, coast to coast, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show and our overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio. The budget plan. That's who we are right now. Here's Ro Khan talking about it.
When you saw what was in this budget, did you stop and think to yourself, one, I think this is something that's going to pass, or this
no.
is not something that's going to pass?
Oh, no.
So we're going to have a huge, another huge fight.
You're not even going to have a fight. It's just never going to happen. I mean, it's an election year, and so the Republicans are going to immediately cast it as a political document in which there's candy and sugar plums for everybody, especially for his base, the president's Democratic base. And the Democrats are going to come back and say, we've got to invest in the country and we've got to raise taxes on the rich. And, you know, and so that it's going to be all politics all the time. Now, if you're asking about substance, is anything going to change? Is this going to actually be approved as a budget? Will there be negotiations? I'm sorry to disappoint you, but no, nothing's going to happen.
Well, will any budget get passed this year, do you think?
No, they'll have a bunch of continuing resolutions, and they'll wait until after the election.
Okay, so basically we're going to work off of what last year's budget was.
Yeah, which is what they've been doing for the last year anyway.
Right. We're on the same budget over and over. Can't we be saving money that way? Isn't there a way to save money that way?
Yeah, really. Might as well get rid of the budget committee, right?
Right.
What's save all this paper that they print the budget on.
I know. Did you see the budget? It's $3.8 trillion.
Right.
That's with a T. Hmm. Now, how many pages is that? These things come down. They have to wheel them in. When one document needs to be wheeled in because no intern can carry it, you know you got a problem.
A wheelbarrow, yeah,
right.
Really.
How do they do it? Why do we have any idea? I mean, you've been in Washington a long time. How do they do that? No one reads this whole thing. How do they do this?
No, because everybody. But I tell you what happens is, if you're in X department or you have X contract with the government, believe me, you're reading that line item. You're checking it out. So everybody's like a book in Washington. You know, people don't read books here. What they do is they go to the back and they see if their name is in the list of names there. And then they read about themselves. That's how ego crazy.
Oh, look,
I mean, that's
on page
all it is.
158, 361,
right.
212. Mm-hmm. Yes, look at that.
Yeah.
Is there anything in this that you think is so onerous that we're going to be talking about it for weeks and months at a time?
No, and it's not that it's there are things that are onerous, but in particular taxes. But it's not the case that any of this is going to be talked about for any time, because it's a totally political document, and it's going to be treated as that by Republicans and Democrats. They have, if there's one thing these two agree on, it's that, you know what, this budget will never be acted on.
Wow, pretty amazing, huh? What a, it's a an incredible statement. Juan Williams talking to Ro Khan on his radio program about the budget plan. That's where we are right now. The budget the president has submitted is DOA 800-510-8255. Where are the cuts? Don't you want to know where the cuts are? Don't you want to know what the news is in terms of... I looked at something because I'm interested, and so I looked for some insight and into the NASA budget cut. Why are we cutting the NASA budget? You can't find enough waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in here to not impact this industry? That's hard to believe, isn't it, huh? 800-510-8255. All right, so Larry O'Connor here talking about the budget from a different point of view.
Let's talk about the president's budget. It was just announced with this Orwellian title. What did he call it? A time to return to responsibility or something like that. It's right out of Animal Farm. You know, listen, I have a theory here. I think the president puts forth these stimulus packages and the Obamacare packages. And, you know, he has brought us into the world of $1 trillion. $1 trillion spending, $1 trillion deficits, $1 trillion debts. We're trillion. It doesn't even mean anything anymore. These numbers are so big. And you know, the Republicans, God bless them, coming out of that house, they sent out all these press releases, all of these things about how big it is and how much spending there is and how much deficit, but it just washes over us at some point. No one can get their brain around it. You, Ben Shapiro, a big government, you've taken a nice line item and pulled out a couple of interesting tidbits that are quite interesting for people, and it allows us to actually see where this money is really going. Talk to me about some of the things that you found.
I mean, I think what's really crucial when you look at these budgets is not the numbers, because the numbers are, again, like you say, you're exactly right. The numbers are so big that they just boggle the mind. And when you're talking about $3.8 trillion, a trillion, I mean, it's just like saying, you know, 3.8, you know, goods and tights. It doesn't mean anything. So, you know, it becomes a question of, can we look in the budget and see how Barack Obama thinks? And what we find when we look at the budget is that he thinks like a big government, anti-defense kind of guy. For example, one of the items in the budget is that he says he's going to make these responsible cuts, right? Again, there are no real cuts in this entire budget, but he says he's going to make cuts. The only real cuts he makes are to defense programs like the C-27, which is an airplane that transports all sorts of equipment. One of the things he cut in the military budget was a weather satellite, right, for the military. But he also funded a new weather satellite for the Department of Commerce. He was going to cut it from the Department of Defense, but give it to the Department of Commerce, which, by the way, is a department that he actually wanted to eliminate in January 2011. He was saying he wanted to eliminate it and replace it by a bevy of other agencies.
Wait. Why does the Commerce Department need a weather satellite?
Who the hell knows? I mean, the idea is, I guess, that you know, if you have a weather satellite, you can tell if there are going to be storms, and storms affect commerce. I mean, he's reading the Department of Commerce like we tend to read the Commerce Clause, which is to say it encompasses everything that anybody ever does. But what the hell? I mean, why are we cutting a satellite here and adding a satellite there? I mean, it's all just mumbo jumbo. So that was one thing that jumped out at me, kind of a minor thing, but kind of hilarious.
You also had this post about how they're spending $1 billion just to get the names right on Social Security checks. What is that all about? Is that a very expensive spell check?
Yeah, that's according to them. So apparently what's going on is the Social Security is so screwed up at this point that, especially for people who have disabilities, they're not checking up on whether people still have a disability before they send their Social Security disability payments, right? Social Security is two things. It's for older folks, and it's also for people who have real disabilities. So the government has not been keeping tabs on these people, and so apparently they waste billions and billions of dollars every year sending checks to people who are perfectly healthy. And so they wanted another $1 billion, just so that they could check to make sure that the names and the amounts on the checks were correct. This is according to them, and to do some background checks on the folks who have, you know, who have disabilities, see if they're still disabled. I mean, it's just another $1 billion down the rat hole.
Down the rat hole. All right, so it's time for you to be heard on all of this. 800-510-8255. Let's get to the bottom line of all of the budget numbers, the budget crunching. How many people think, after listening to Ro Khan talk to Juan Williams and Larry O'Connor talk to Ben Shapiro, that we really have something to talk about here? Is it Democrats versus Republicans again? We'll find out what you think in a moment. 19 before the hour on the countdown.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a sink or not from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
800-510-8255. James, let's hear from you, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Dallas.
All right. So the budget. What do you know after listening to this or after reading things about the budget that you didn't know before about how our government works?
Oh, well, that's kind of a joke. I mean, I know not everything, but I know that the same thing as before. We spend money where it seems like we don't need to spend money. I don't know if the people aren't doing their jobs. They're supposed to be spell checking and checking on the quantity on the amount of the check. And then, you know, why are we going to spend more money for them to do the job they weren't doing in the first place? They ought to fire those people, hire the right people to do the job correctly, save money there. And as far as the people who are disabled or whatever, you know, the check on them, why spend more money on that? Have a way to have them verify through their doctors, through a certification on a physical or something, each time they get a monthly check or whenever that check comes through. They need to sign up and get that check certified that, you know, that they're still disabled. Don't just take their word for it and send a check directly to their house.
Well, what we have is also, when you look at the way the line items work, and the only place in the world this works this way is in government, why we continue to put up with it, it's another testament to our being lazy. They start not from scratch. They don't have a zero-based budget every year. The budget is added on to what was spent the year before. 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7% potato more. Do you know what I mean? It's not like anybody would run a business. Why is it? Nobody understands it, and yet we all put up with it. Why?
Well, that's pretty much it. You pretty much put your finger on it. It's not like they're running a business. They should start running it like a business.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thanks for your input. 800-510-8255. You know, a lot of people think that we've spent our way out of the Great Recession. Some people think the Great Recession ended 2.5 years ago. The official timekeepers say, yep, it's been over now for a long time. Huh? Over with whom? Have you checked property values, your property values? I've checked the property values that I have here in California, and they're almost down to 50 cents on the dollar from what the house was worth that I live in 2008. So there is, but people say, well, it's great because we have 0% interest rates. We spent $1 trillion in the stimulus money. This is great. The U.S. economy is hardly heaving itself out of bed. Compare this with the first full year of recovery from the ugly depression of the 1920s. In 1922, under the stewardship of the president, best remembered for his underling scandals and his own early death in office, the unemployment rate fell from 15.6% to 9% on its way to 3.2% in 1923. Constant dollar output leapt by 16%. The 1920, you heard the expression, the Roaring Twenties? How did the administration of Warren G. Harding, in conjunction with the Federal Reserve, produce these astonishing results? By raising interest rates, reducing the public debt, and balancing the budget. So are we thinking in those terms? Are we thinking along those terms? Is that something that makes any sense at all to anybody? Is anybody thinking about that? No. Think about the Federal Reserve and what they're doing now and how all of these pieces fit together. It's amazing. This is a macroeconomic time. Someone described it that way. Dwayne in Florida, not happy with the Democrats or the Republicans. Go ahead, sir.
What amazes me is that I don't see real commitment on either side, and I'm not happy with Democrats or Republicans. It's amazing that the conversation is now talking about cutting budgets, where 6 months ago there was no cuts really being even offered. So, you know, I don't think people understand that when they talk about discretionary spending in the budgets of the White House or Congress, how much entitlements that whole department of government receives on their own. I mean, the largest private jets in the world all sit, you know, at Andrews Air Force Base. I mean, they just don't understand there's room to cut in places where that they think is an everyday cost of government. It's you know, we're sitting out here in the real world. We're all worried about paying our bills, and it's tight everywhere, but it's never tight in Washington.
800-510-8255. The waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, it's mind-boggling how much money is wasted by our government. It happens nowhere else in the world. Brad's in Arizona with some thoughts on this.
It's a really sad state of affairs that our country is in right now. The American public has not taken this serious enough, and that goes on the Republican and Democrat side. It's sad to see them play the political games when we're in serious trouble financially. And if both sides don't start approaching this the right way and actually cut our budget down. I mean, to say that I'm so sick of hearing Obama and his administration say that it needs to be a fair share where the wealthiest people pay more. That's not going to solve the problem. If we taxed them 100%, it wouldn't take care of our issues. There needs to be cuts all the way down the line, and people need to get more involved. And bottom line, call your congressman and tell them if they don't produce a budget that cuts the deficit every year, that they're gone. We're not going to vote for them. People need to take it more seriously unless they want us to have soup lines, because that's where we're headed to. It's scary.
And yet, if the according to the polls today, if the election were held today, Obama would beat all comers. You figure that out. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Lots of info on the stories at DougStephan.com, by the way, in the countdown box. The death of Whitney Houston still has people enamored. Talk host Peter Tilden here with entertainment reporter Amber Goodhand on his radio program about the latest on the investigation into the death.
What's the latest report on what they found in her room, what they found that she took, whether she drowned or not, you know?
Well, we did find a lot of prescription medication in her room. According to sources we have close to law enforcement, there was lorazepam, Valium, Xanax, sleeping medication. I mean, those are four major pills right there, along with, we do know she drinks alcohol. So the mixture of that, I don't doubt for a second that it was an accidental overdose.
Well, and here's the deal that people don't know, and unfortunately I know too much about addiction because I've had family members involved with and helped other people. Xanax and alcohol sounds like not a big deal. What Xanax and alcohol do, the combination, is bad, 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 because your body will absorb the alcohol you've ingested, but you throw in other factors like sleep deprivation, other stuff. And what college kids do is they take Xanax and alcohol, and two drinks is like four drinks. Four drinks is like eight drinks, because the Xanax mix with that, and you also have amnesia. You don't remember how many drinks you had, and then college kids will go in the shower to sober up. And that because you're out of it, you don't know which way is up or down. You're drinking in water, you're taking it in your lungs, and it's not uncommon to drown or do what she did when you're on. It is a deadly, deadly combination. Really bad. The other part of this is, Whitney Houston died 15 years ago. Let's admit it. She died 15 years ago. She's been on borrowed time with going in and out of rehabs, doing this stuff. She borrowed money from Clive Davis. She went through $100 million. But talk to me, too, about something strange. You know, Clive Davis, the record producer, promoter, head of a record company, had his big party. And they always do it the night before the Grammys, and every star in the world performs and is there. I understand the coroner was asked not to remove Whitney's body until after the party. Is that true?
Yes. This put to rest a lot of the questions of why her body was in that hotel room for 9 hours. I mean, that's unheard of, keeping a body at a crime scene. And, I mean, anyone who's been around dead bodies or knows anything about at the rate at which they decompose and such, I mean, it must have been horrific in that room. But what we've learned is that hotel management and security asked that her body not be removed until after Clive's party. They felt it would be insensitive to both the memory of Whitney Houston and, you know, the party going on, to have a coroner's van and her body being wheeled out, you know, in a body bag. Meanwhile, limos are pulling up with A-listers and...
Whoa, but wait a minute. You know, my BS detector goes off when I hear certain stuff. Have you ever been to the Beverly Hilton?
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a big hotel. They could take her body down a back elevator, out an entrance and exit in the back through the kitchen, whatever, and pull up an ambulance and drape the sides and take her out. Come on. Really?
Well, you know what? I agree. But you know how these things work. When it comes to media and publicity and a high-profile story, a high-profile death, they're going to, you know, they're going to have an excuse. I mean, definitely. I mean, I think that paparazzi probably had every corner of that hotel covered in terms of access.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that's the money shot.
That's the money shot. 800-510-8255. All about the news media, isn't it, huh? Here's a talk radio interview with White House drug czar Gil Kerkwowski talking about the problem with prescription drug abuse, much to the same focus as Peter Tilden just had with his guest.
Well, almost 3 years ago when I took office, frankly, the prescription drug issue was not on the public's mind. And we looked at those numbers and realized how significant and serious it is. In April of last year, the president's, 2 years ago actually, the president's strategy on dealing with prescription drugs was released. And it really brings all of government, state and local and federal government, together with parents and educators about the problem of prescription drugs. This brings to the attention the problem that she had talked about in the past, and that certainly is prescription drugs. It affects a huge number of people in this country and has driven deaths to very, very high numbers, well over 15,000, in fact. They're coming right out of our medicine cabinets, and yet these drugs are as addictive and as dangerous as any other drug. What people need and what they want is information, solid information, and I know we've been providing some of those links because when they don't know what to do, they oftentimes aren't in a position to be able to help someone. And what we really need to recognize is that this is a disease. It can be managed. It can be treated. People can recover completely and be back as a wonderful functioning person in society if we just give them the right help. I think it is what we might call a teachable moment when someone passes, particularly someone that was as highly thought of and was such an incredible performer as Whitney Houston. It also tells you that the drug problem crosses almost every demographic and economic.
Can you believe this guy?
Theory.
It's all about.